part of becoming a spiritual functioning person in the world is to understand the pulls that happen in your life and begin to bring them closer together so that you do not feel the level of anxiety that it is quite easy to feel in your world. And one of the ways to do that is to look first at the pulls inside of yourself. So here is one voice saying to you, everything is all right. Here is another voice saying, nothing is all right. Here is one voice saying, you are a good person. Here is another voice saying, you are a bad person. Of course, we could go on with these, the list of these that goes on inside of people in almost indefinitely. So what do you do about those dichotomies? Talking in your head, talking in your life, but really not being productive in any way. And the thing that you want to look at is, what does each thought produce? So the thought that says that you are a good person actually has a biochemical impact on your body. And it would be worth nurturing that for nothing else but that biochemical change that it makes in your body. You are a bad person also makes a biochemical change in your body, but not one that you want to deal with because it is not healthy. And the thing that we are so used to doing when there is a conflict inside of us is going to our heads to solve the problem. And so now we have to begin to look at, there are voices in our head that are not about solving the problem. They are about making a choice. If I hear that I am good and that I am bad, this is not a matter of proving or changing or improving or any of those things. It is about making a choice about which one of those voices I am going to allow to speak to me. And once again, this is not about proving anything. It is not about convincing someone else of anything. It is about choice. So I choose to stay with the thoughts that honor me, with the thoughts that nurture me, with the thoughts that acknowledge who I am. That is a choice. I get many things for that choice. I get good things rolling through my body biochemically. I do wonderful things to my field so that I draw in people who see who I am and love who I am. These are wonderful things. Draw things to me that are for the worthy, for the good. And that is not because of proving a thing. It is because of choosing a thing. This, of course, draws exactly the opposite thing. And so we do not want to choose it. Even if we hear it, we do not want to engage with it. We simply do not want to choose it. The energy needs to go to the voice on this side that will lift you up, that will make you strong, that will draw the good things in life to you. And when we give this up, of course, we give up a whole system of virtue. And we give up judgment. We give up doubt. We give up fear. We give up all manner of things simply by not choosing to go with this thought. And the only thing we would say to you here is, when you hear a voice that is not good for you, allow yourself to be aware of it and to listen to it and say, if I put that in my focus, what is it going to bring me? Sometimes that is the thing that will help you be more willing to release it and to choose the voice that should be speaking to you. So in these times of confusion, when these dichotomies are living outside and are so loud, and we can literally do nothing about them, we can begin to work with the voices inside. And remember that when a voice comes up that you do not like, you do not want to argue with it or fight with it, but you do want to know that if you continue to hold it, it is going to bring you things that you do not want. So then find the other voice, the true one, and choose it. A very important lesson for troubled times. And those, of course, are the times that you are in now. So we will begin to breathe together. And choose to have the energy of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Now feel the energy from the earth that is full of light and support coming up and into your body. Let that light interact with your root center to hold in place your creative pattern and the power of it. Feel the light energy come up into the second center. And let that light displace shame, judgment, all of the heaviness that may have gathered there. Feel the light move up into your solar plexus and remove from that center all of the emotions that you do not wish to choose, the emotions that make your walk heavy. Feel the light from the earth move up into your heart and heal your heart of any hurt, any fear that might have happened in that center. Let the light displace it and feel your heart strong and alive. And breathe up the light into your throat. And feel the light in your throat displace all of the voices that do not serve you, leaving only the voices that know you, appreciate who you are, create with you, connect you to light and abundance. Feel the light energy move up and into your third eye. And feel the third eye open. And without fear, intuitively see inward and outward. Feel the light move up through your body and into the crown. And feel the crown open to the universe and all that it has for you. And feel it pouring gold into your body. And feel that gold become a part of your body, raising your vibration, healing any wound that might remain. And see that that golden light above you forms a column. And feel your energy moving up through your body, out to your crown. Moving into the tube of golden light that takes you higher into the night sky. So that you become a light among many lights, known and honored as you should be. And see the path that unfolds before you and takes you to your own place. See the light of the place you are going to enter. Watch the gates open. And find that you are in a field of healing. The many greens of healing. And that a gentle rain falls that is gold. And there is water for the refreshment of your spirit. Stop and drink that water. And then move higher. And higher. Until you come to the place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. Thank you. Now see that your teacher has a gift for you. When you've known your gift, thank your teacher and begin to move back to the gates, gathering the golden light as you go. Let the gates open and come to your path in the sky, connecting with all that is yours. All that guides you, all that protects you, all that loves you. Come back toward the room and staying above your circle as a gift. Find messages or gifts or symbols for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. when you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.